Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. We've been doing a study in Psalms, and we've been looking at Psalms 51 all the way up through 100. So every week we're looking at a different psalm, and this week it comes from Psalm 61. Hear God's Word. Now, this is a message for the choir director. It says, the Psalm of David to be accompanied by stringed instruments. David played the harp, so it makes a lot of sense that he would use the string instrument. I'm going to talk about that in my message today, about how music is the key to the rhythm of our heart. But I digress. Here, Psalm 61. Oh God, listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth I will cry to you for help, for my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my woes, O God, you have given me an inheritance, reserved for those who fear your name. Add many years to the life of the king, many years span of the generations, and may he reign under God's protection forever, and appoint your unfailing love and faithfulness to watch over him. Then I will always sing praises to your name as I fulfill my vows day after day. Now, he was praying for King Saul because he wasn't yet king. And, of course, Scripture tells us we are to pray for those who are in authority over us. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we live in a very unsafe world, a fallen world, if you would. I had a pastor friend of mine send me something one time, and I want to share it with you. This is what he said. You know, my wife and I live in a city. And in the city, we live in an apartment, and it's nice, and we love our home and all the conveniences of being in the center of a vibrant city, but I love the buts and the ifs, you know that. He said, but it comes with a cost. In the past 6 years, we've experienced at least 6 break-ins or attempted break-ins, and every day, many of us live sometimes with that physical insecurity. Some of us even face spiritual and emotional insecurity, and we may feel under threat and danger, turmoil, or opposition in such moments that we long for somebody who can protect us. Now, that's an interesting story, and I think there's a lot of people like that. Now, Judy and I live in a wonderful place called Jefferson County. The county seat is Monticello, Florida. And it is a nice little community. We live on the outskirts, out in the country. And it's nice out here. We don't seem to have a lot of the challenges, although I know some of the stuff goes on around us. Not that much crime in Monticello, but there is, it's there. And we love living out here in the country with good neighbors and all of that, willing to help one another. And it's just an interesting thing, the concept between living in a country, living in a city, or not all cities are bad, don't take me wrong, but living someplace where there's a lot of crime and challenges. And, you know, we got to lift up all people, one another, because even in our country, which in my humble opinion is the safest country in the world, but not so much. We all experience challenges and people that don't want to do anything else but cheat and steal and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyhow, look at Psalm 51 as we just read. Now, David is sharing his insecurity. He's under threat and doesn't feel safe. And unlike some of the previous Psalms, David doesn't explain his particular circumstance and said, instead, he speaks generally about a threat that has caused his heart to grow faint. His pain is intense, and his prayer is a desperate cry. Oh, my God, he said. David needs a place of safety, and he uses 4 colorful images to describe God. The only one in whom he can find safety. Yeah, first, God is the rock that is higher than him, the rock of my salvation, he says. And God is strong and stable and reliable, far more than any human being. And then secondly, he says that God's a tower of strength, a place of strength and refuge. And David then goes on to long for the place to dwell in God's tent forever. Eternal life. The tent or the tabernacle was symbolically God's dwelling place. Just like a weary travel finds rest, refreshment, and protection in someone's tent. So David longs to know the security of being in God's presence. And then finally, he wants to take refuge in the shelter of your wings, O God. Now, the common biblical metaphor in the Psalms is a picture of helpless chicks being protected by their mother. And God wants to bring us all under his wings of protection. But David is confident that God has heard his prayer because he has given him the promised land. God has been faithful to his promises in the past, so he'll continue to be faithful to those who fear him, love him, in reverence and awe of him. And David knew his inheritance wouldn't be taken away from him. And I think all of us know that our inheritance is eternal life, and it won't be taken away from us unless we really disrespect and throw it away. And but God is faithful. He says he didn't want any to be lost, all to be saved. So we hang on to that in an attitude of repentance. We got security in the heavenly kingdom. Amen. But look at David's final request for himself. He's asking his desires through his descendants to reign forever and always be in God's presence. Historically, David's earthly kingdom wouldn't last. These words only to find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So look at the book of Hebrews, and it tells us that, like David, Jesus offered up prayers and petitions and fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And yet, as King, Jesus, who rules forever and ever, is enthroned in God's presence. Now, who do you and I turn to when we feel insecure? I hope and pray, like me, you turn to Jesus, and Jesus knows our tears, but he also knows how to rescue us through the grace and the love of God and revealed to us in the personhood of Jesus Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit. So now we know that Jesus rules over all power, watching over his people. And there is no rock higher or mightier or more reliable than him. Turn to him. If you have never made that decision for Christ, open your heart and say, Lord, I know people tell me all about you, and if all that stuff is true, what people say about you and what's recorded in your word, then I want to have that safety and security and eternal life guaranteed. Because this whole world here is crazy, Lord, and I'm glad I'm in it, and I am enjoying all this stuff, but I'm just grateful to know that now I have something much better ahead. Eternal life living with you. That's what the Apostle Paul said. This is Ralphie's translation of what Paul said. In this life you'll have trials and tribulation. Jesus said that. But then Paul went over to say, but if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But, I love the buts in the air, but because of what Christ has done for us, through coming to this earth in a human form, experiencing everything that we experience, and then taking the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary, being buried the third day, rising from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. Wow! And then we can have eternal life with him. And also, he's promised to come back again. I know he's on his way, because he says, like, in the days of Noah will be signs of the coming of the Son of Man. Boy, do we see things like in the days of Noah, if you read that story. If you haven't, go back to the Bible and read it. So, my challenge is this. When you feel unsafe, to whom do you turn to in such times? Just to know and to step back. And Psalms also said, be still and know that I'm God. Because when we face all this crazy stuff in the world, things break, things happen, relationships, it's a mess. But if you know where to turn and have that peace that passes all understanding. So think about it, review in your past life or things or maybe even recently, how God has protected you and how that you requested his protection and he gave it to you in this life and the life to come. Well, we always close this segment with an attitude of prayer. Because we have people that ask us to pray with them and for them, prayers of intercession, and we're happy to do that. But we also know that people need to realize that they can talk to God directly. Yeah, talk to God directly because of what Christ done for us on the cross when he gave up the ghost. The veil in the temple was rent in two, signifying that we have now direct access to God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. And you can talk to him. God wants to talk to you. So with that, we ask that you click on the slides here on the website. You can see the people that we know about. But even there's prayers that we don't know about. We can come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. And the disciples realized that Jesus had talked to the Father a lot, and they wanted to talk to the Father too. And he gave them a prayer, a model prayer. Now, I call it the disciples' prayer because he was teaching the disciples to pray, but it's also known as the Lord's Prayer because it is the prayer that Jesus taught. And to think about that, and I say the disciples' prayer, I think the real Lord's Prayer is over in John chapter 17. Take a moment and read it. You'll find that Jesus is praying for you. Wow. But the disciples' prayer, he said, used as a model prayer as we close this segment with the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. Have a wonderful, blessed day.